This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM or 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump grabbed headlines this week with the endorsement of former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. Alabama-based organizations are rolling out their endorsements too, but one Birmingham group is going about endorsing candidates in a way that very clearly reveals the ugly underbelly of politics. Here to explain is Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, you write about a group called Team 7. Who are they, and what caught your attention about their endorsement process?
Team 7 is a group founded by Jefferson County Commissioner Sandra Little Brown. It operates really as kind of get out the vote in Birmingham neighborhoods, and it's been kind of influential in commission races and some judgeships and that sort of thing. One of their members, an officer, Hezekiah Jackson, sent out an email to candidates basically saying, you know, we're having this banquet. You can pay $500 for a table or $500 for an ad or a combo for $750. But if you don't buy an ad or a table, you won't be considered for endorsement, which I don't think it surprises a lot of political watchers that this happens, but it's rare that you see it that upfront.
Well, you wrote about that this week. What response have you heard since then from that group?
Oh, quite a bit from that and others. Commissioner Brown immediately said, you know, she was displeased with the email, that it shouldn't have gone out, that in the past they haven't required donations for endorsement and they won't in the future. And Hezekiah Jackson proceeded to send out another email to all those candidates saying the same, whether that's an issue of, you know, roaches scurrying when you turn on the light only to return in the dark, I don't know, but they have made a statement that that's not the way it should be.
Well, politics by nature is a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of process. That's how policies are developed among competing interests. But isn't involving money like this perhaps more honest way of going about it?
Well, there is definitely an element of honesty to saying we won't consider you unless you pay for it, but it's also you know, it really does taint the entire endorsement process, and it makes people feel about politics what they thought they felt about politics, and presents a number of problems, not just within this group, but some others too.
Well, and there are other groups. There's a Young Democrats group that you write about as well.
Right. I talked about that in the group, in that the Young Democrats of Jefferson County endorsed candidates, and the Alabama group of Young Democrats said you can't do that, as primary season. But last night, the Alabama Young Democrats sanctioned the Jefferson County Democrats, and there's a lot of smoke that seems to indicate that it's because the Jefferson County Young Democrats were doing this very same thing.
Well, you write that most political groups pick their preferred candidates in ways that make political idealists cringe, presumably without directly involving money. What do you mean by that, just that the idea of endorsements make people cringe?
I don't know that I would presume it's not all about money. I mean, sometimes it is, but sometimes it is. I mean, you said you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's about political appointments. It's about putting people in positions to succeed. It's about somebody getting something. If I tell the world that Andrew is great and I endorse him, which is one thing if I mean it, it's another thing if you're paying me or if you're going to give me something of value.
Well, thank you for that endorsement this morning.
But I mean it.
Of course. Well, when you think of endorsements at this level, local judge races, county elections, do they actually matter?
Yeah, they do matter, because you have to remember in a lot of these they matter more in these groups than anywhere else, because they put up, you know, groups, churches, all sorts of organizations put these things on a ballot, hand them out to people, and are heavily involved in get out the vote campaigns. I mean, this money also goes to pay for get out the vote, so that you can not only get your name on a ballot, but ensure that a certain number of people come to the vote with your name on top of their mind. So, and it takes a very small number of voters in a lot of these races in order to win. So it means more here than it does for Donald Trump.
One other quick note this morning, last week's State of the Union address and the Republican response both included warnings against tribalism and anger, two things that seem ever present in this election cycle. Those warnings drew criticism, which John here said was more tribalism and anger. And John, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost instantaneous when both of those people came out and said to guard against tribalism and anger, that they were greeted with tribalism and anger from local politicians, using that warning in order to campaign against them. And it involved a lot of anger and lies.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.